Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tribal Wisdom Radio, your marriage support network. Tune in for all things love, marriage, and family. We are devoted to love. Here we go.
Here we go, indeed. Welcome to another hour of Tribal Wisdom. I am your host, Cynthia Williamston, and it is great to be back for another hour with you guys. Today, we are not kidding around. We are going in and talking with singles today about red flags in dating and in relationships so that we know what to look for. Our guests tonight are author and lawyer Dina Reed Esquire. She's the author of Code Red Flag, Flag on the Play, I should say. Her business name is Code Red Flag. Her show, the show tonight, Flag on the Play, we're going to be talking about different things to spot while we are dating and questions we should be asking and so on and so on. We just came off of a great Twitter chat about the subject, and I am just fired up to really get this thing going. We also have Tia Hill. She is the Date Whisperer. She is the founder of Relationships in the City. I cannot wait to also speak with her for the second half, or rather during the show. I see that we're having a few technical difficulties with our guest tonight, so please bear with us. We are going to have a great time, I got to tell you that. I can't wait to share some of what happened during the Twitter chat or some of the things that were said. There was lots of knowledge that was dropped. Boy, again, I can't wait. Anyway, I believe Ms. Reed is on the line and waiting to talk with us. I just gave her an excellent introduction. Ms. Reed, is that you?
It surely is.
Well, hello, and how are you?
Hey, I'm over here trying to survive these relationship games.
Yes, 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 indeed. Now, I did just tell everyone a little bit about you, that you are the author of Flag on the Play, that you are Dina Reed Esquire. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and what it is you do?
Okay. My name is Dina Reed Esquire. I am originally from Jamaica. I grew up between New York and New Jersey. I live in the DMV right now. That's the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. I am the founder of Code Red Flag. Our tagline is recognizing relationship killers. And what we do is I do singles events, I do mediations, I do conflict resolution. Of course, I have a wonderful Facebook page for the community. And people send in their questions about their dating life, their sex lives, their marriage lives, and try to figure out if they're missing red flags along the way somehow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. Now, you and I just came off of a very interesting Twitter chat, a singles chat BT, our premier singles chat tonight. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I had a great time first and foremost.
I did. I had a wonderful time. Thank you so much for inviting me.
No problem. No problem. Now, I'm stuck between talking about some of the things that we discussed in the Twitter chat and, of course, talking about your book. So why don't we just go ahead and split that up?
That's
we're gonna talk about the chat first, and then for the second half of the show, we'll definitely get into the book, because I definitely want to tell people about this wonderful book that you wrote. I read through. Thank you for sending it to me. I read it. It's great. Can't wait to tell the listeners about this. But for now, and I think the chat is actually still going on. They are still in there talking it up. Question for tonight. We were talking about dating and red flags, and I asked for one word that described red flag behavior, and they came up with a list of some fabulous things. They said lonely, they said jobless, they said controlling, they said anger issues, they said so many things.
Yeah.
When you were doing your research, yes, I know you disagree with others, and we're going to talk about that too. I know that you also have a group on your website, a forum that discusses these things. What is your take on these particular things that they pointed out?
Well, definitely, especially anger issues. If somebody can't control their anger, and if everybody gets angry, and there'll be times that you might not be able to control your anger, but what extent do you go to when you can't control your anger? I think that's the issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We also talked about loneliness. If you're only dating because you're lonely, yes, that's a red flag, because I always tell other women, date yourself. Find out what you like and treat yourself the way you would want somebody to treat you. That way you help set your own standard. Because if you'd rather go out on your own than with the person you're dating, you already know that's a red flag relationship, and that's not one that you mm-hmm. should be in. I disagreed with the jobless one because I lost my job about a year and a half ago. And since then, I've written my book. I grew my platform to 25,000 plus. So on paper, I don't look as great as I did at $70,000 a year plus, but I'm definitely still the same hardworking, ambitious, God-fearing woman that I was then. So I especially in this economy, so many people lost their jobs and are just trying to come back to a float. I don't think that means that they aren't allowed to date. I don't want to believe that I can't date until my business becomes the Forbes listed business that I want it to be.
Now, I agree with you on that, but I think that they were saying something different. Why don't we just expand on that a little bit? When they were talking about having no job or being jobless, I don't think that they meant someone who is without a traditional job and still working their purpose or working in their purpose towards something. I think the definition was something else, with someone who was just kind of just lazying around, not looking for work, kind of just allowing other people to take care of them, having no plan. You know, yeah. I think that is where they were going. You agree?
Yeah, but I think I've also been there. I wasn't dating during that time, definitely, because at that time I was so worried about what was next that I definitely wasn't dating. But I can understand where I wouldn't want to be the person that's dating somebody that just doesn't want to do anything better for themselves. But again, let's say you're already in a relationship and somebody loses their job and they take a few months to reboot themselves. Is that now a red flag for you to end the relationship because they're taking a little longer than you think they should? Or are you going to be there and be supportive?
Great question. And I think that that's also a part of what they were saying. I don't think that they were saying, you know, if you're in a relationship for a number of years with someone and they lost their job for whatever reason, economy, death in the family, you know, so they're dealing with loss, whatever it is, I don't get the feeling that they were saying, leave them, don't be with them, they're not good for anything. I think
you'd
there's specific circumstances. Probably not, but
in my forum, I've seen all types of answers to these kinds of questions, and we could be very mean to our fellow men and women. We definitely can, and especially women, because we know we've always been taught that a man is supposed to be a provider. So when a man loses his role as a provider, all of a sudden we take them and challenge their manhood. They're no longer head of household because they're not bringing home the bacon anymore. And that doesn't help to build their soul back up. That doesn't help to build them back up to the person they used to be. You're actually kicking the person while they're down when you're doing things like that. So maybe at that point, you're the red flag mate in that situation. Not a person that's going through a situation that's outside of their control.
I did ask that question. Have you ever been the red flag? But we'll get back to that. This particular point.
I definitely answered that. Yes.
I definitely understand what you're saying about that. And yes, I think that some people will leave someone if they have stopped working or if they lost their job. I'm not sure that that is the complete circumstance. I've known people who have had issues that have been around for a while, and the loss of the job was just the last straw or the icing on the cake for them, and they ended up leaving. I would like to say that in most cases, individuals who are in a loving relationship with someone who has lost their job are generally very supportive of them until they can get back on their feet. And they're very helpful. They try to help them get back on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
I would hope so. I would hope so. I can't say the most. I won't use that adjective, but I'm sure there are relationships just like that.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to go through each of these questions, but we don't necessarily have to. Like I said, I definitely want to get into Flag on the Play and how you mm-hmm. brought your research together and all the different things that you guys talked about. But again, I do think that the questions tonight and what's in the book are definitely connected.
Definitely.
Another one of the questions was, and please excuse me because I'm just going through, does your instinct play a role in recognizing red flags? You had something interesting to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me.
Remind you?
Was it the point where I said that sometimes we don't trust ourselves?
Yes.
Yeah, trust because we've made so many mistakes in previous relationships. We begin to stop trusting ourselves and to stop trusting our instincts because our instincts have led us wrong before. I think that especially happens when you don't take a break between relationships. I am a firm believer in spacing out any intimate relationship. I'm not. My brother used to say that women are like monkeys, that they swing from tree to tree and they won't let go of one tree until they grab onto another tree. And I am the direct opposite like that. I'm flying through the air trying to see how much I can fly on my own before I try to land on another tree.
That's a good one. That is definitely a good one. But when it comes to instinct, what mm-hmm. breaks our instinct? I think someone mentioned the fact that our previous experiences, I believe that was Heath Wiggins who said that, our previous experiences give us insight into mm-hmm. building our instinct and what we should be leery of.
But sometimes our previous experiences also helps us build walls and will give people a chance as well. So it's a double-edged sword. Because sometimes we go into a new relationship where we start dating again, but we're still holding on to hurts from a past relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So is our instinct telling us that because this guy showed up 10 minutes late, he's a red flag, or you're saying, oh, this last guy I dated was always late and didn't appreciate my time, so this guy is just like Johnny's just like Alex. So now you have these warning signals going up for no reason other than your past experiences. So it's a double-edged sword.
True, and I agree. But we do have to kind of get a handle on all of these different red flags to look out for, how we should be using our instinct, how the previous red flags either help or hinder in dealing with red flags or, as you say, flag on the play.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what, why don't we just go on ahead and get right into your book?
Okay.
We have, and the title of tonight's show, of course, is, I believe it is, 10 Red Flags Every Dater Should Know. And I'm so glad that Dina is here to talk about that. One of the chapters in your book, let's start with chapter one. We don't have to, I don't want to tell them everything because I want them to read the book, but let's just touch on points of each of the chapters.
Okay.
The main one being the married man. Separated means he's married.
Say it louder.
Separated means married. And I agree with the points that you made about this topic in your book because a lot of times just because he is separated, women still feel like he is available. And he's not. What do you talk about what you talked about and how you handle or rather manage your forums on this particular subject?
Okay, before we even get into that, I was catching up on my Ratchet TV today, and I was watching a episode of Love and Hip Hop, and one mm-hmm. of the ladies there is dating a man who is married. He's separated. They live together in New York. They've been dating for 2 years. She wants to get married and have children, but there's a bump in the road because he's still married. And so today, when she tells him, not today, but today when I watched it, she tells him that she stopped taking her birth control pills and she wants to have a baby. Well, for him, that was a red flag. Like, what are you doing? Because that's a little sneaky. You have to, if you're going to stop taking your birth control, have that discussion with your sex partner beforehand, not after. But he says, well, his answer is, if and when I decide to get a divorce, ding, ding, ding. If you decide to get a divorce, so the plan is to string this woman along for as long as you can, knowing that she wants to get married. And she knows this as well, so she's playing a demise in her own relationship as well, because she knows what she wants, but she refuses to demand it from him. So if a separated guy ever gets a divorce, the major problem there. Are you going to wait there and hold on for 5 years or wait till his wife dies? So what is the, if he's really into you like he claims to be into you, what is he lacking to get this divorce? Why wouldn't he want to start a fresh slate with you and a clean slate with you instead of bringing you into a love triangle?
Yes. Yes, because a man would want to protect the person that he cares about. And part of protecting
them.
Her would be waiting. Yes, yes, and
honor
them. And part of that would be waiting until he's in the right position to be able to move forward into something. So in your book,
yeah,
you have a section where you say, you know, tell us the red flags that you saw when you read this story and what we should have done.
Oh, well,
what is your advice to women?
Well, chapter one, it was my story. I met a guy. When I met him, he was divorced. That was what he told me. I met him in Jamaica on vacation, and he was divorced. And, you know, we started talking, and little by little, the talk became, well, you know, let me know about, you know, your relationship status, because I know you got your divorce, and you said that was horrible, and that you were dating or whatever. And he was like, well, I'm working on my divorce. Like, wait. He's like, yes? I'm like, excuse me? And he's like, hold on, I'll call you right back. All of a sudden, he has to get off the phone and call me right back. And like one of the panelists said today, you know, social media will tell on you sometimes. So I guess he went and checked my social media and called me back and says, why didn't you tell me you were an attorney?
Ah.
And I'm like, well, what does that have to do with the price of milk in China? If I wasn't
That's
an
true.
Attorney, would it be easier to lie to me about this impending divorce? Because now the impending divorce, I'm asking them questions like, well, have you filed the papers? Well, what county did you file your papers? I'm about to do my research.
I'm about to
do my research, definitely. And he was like, oh, hold on, I'll call you back. Yeah, he did his research before I did mine, obviously.
Wow.
But I did not need that red flag, of course, you know. I let this man tell me all these horrible things about his ex-wife, or his wife at the time. I believe they got the divorce now. You know, how she cheated on him, and she did this, and he was nothing but the loving husband. And, you know, us women, we have, like, bleeding hearts. Well, maybe not all of us, but I'm a bleeding heart type of girl. I'm a nurturer. I want to be there for any guy that I'm dating and that I care about. So I'm like, oh, poor puppy. Let me see if I can fix it. Oh, no, you can't fix that. You can't fix that.
Well, okay.
That's a lesson I'm going to learn sooner or later.
Top three things to ask. My question to you. Top three things to ask a man if you think that he might be married. Top three things to ask. What do you think they are? What investigations should a dater be in, or what should they do?
If a man is hiding that he's married from you, nothing that you ask him might reveal that. You know, I definitely am a fan of Google. If you Google anybody's name, most people will come up. They'll give you a yellow pages, so you'll get an address. You might even get a phone number. And then they'll also list who else lives in that address. I've seen that. So you'd have to arm yourself with information if you're going to confront a person that you suspect is lying to you. if that's the route that you want to take, because I don't think asking somebody about whether they're lying to you is going to get a truthful response.
Well, no, you know what? I agree with you because a liar is a liar. I just know that, you know, I have a friend who, and I do the same thing. We don't have a problem saying, are you single? You know, because that's usually the question that people ask. They don't say, are you married? They ask, are you single? And because a separated man believes that he is single, or sometimes a separated woman believes she's single, they're going to say yes.
Yeah.
And so we'd like to say, are you single, free, and disengaged? Because that means you have to say yes to all three.
But that's the thing. Somebody will definitely say that, and then you'll find out that they're juggling you, the wife, and another girl.
This is true. But you know what? If they go as far as to say yes to all three, and they're still, and you still decide to see them, but your gut is telling you that something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to that.
It happens, though.
Right.
It happens.
Right. It does happen, but you know, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it, it's absolutely okay that if he's lying to you for, and you don't know he's lying to you, for you not to move forward into a physical relationship with anyone before doing your homework.
Sure.
So that's, you know, that's what I'm asking you about, because, you know, that's in your book where you're saying, no, do your homework, ask some questions. Do the research. If he's married and you still choose to go ahead, or rather separated, and you still choose to go ahead and see this person, do so at your own risk. Do so knowing what you're getting yourself into. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. All right. Then moving on to Mr. Burger King. You know that cracked me up when I read that, right?
Yeah, I wanted the book to be a little tongue-in-cheek. It's definitely a serious topic, but I didn't want it to come off as, oh, this is all your fault. Why didn't you see these red flags? No, because when we always look back on the relationships and the things that we put up with, we kind of laugh after a while. Like, really, girl? You really fell for that? Really? So Mr. Burger King, I don't know if they still have the same commercial, the same slogan, but it used to be that, you know, you go to Burger King, you get a show, right? Whatever you want. However you want your burger, you're going to get it at Burger King. He likes it his way. This is a guy that makes no compromises in a situation. It's his way or the highway, and don't you dare never say anything against what his way is, because he's always right, and his way is always right.
And tell us why this is a red flag. Of course, we should know why this is a red flag, but we have people who are going to be listening to this call who need
this information. It's a red flag because it's 2015. You're no longer a man's property. You should be able to be seen and heard. You don't have to just be sitting there quiet, hoping for permission to talk. That's not what it is. That's not life. You would want a partner that's going to respect you and respect your opinions and respect your statements as well as you respecting his. You might not always agree, but there should always be a level of respect for each other.
Yes. Yes. So when it comes to dealing with Mr. Burger King, what do we do?
Run, bitch, run.
Oh, my God.
My love's a curse.
Oh, my God.
Am I allowed
to? All right.
I apologize.
You're allowed to go ahead and be yourself, because that is what's going to shock me, but that's okay. Do what you do. Now, this one,
yes.
Mr. Rolling Stone, we should know quite well. That almost needs no explanation, but go ahead and let's talk about Chapter 3, Mr. Rolling Stone.
Yes, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home, and when he died, all he'll leave you is alone. Yes, Mr. Rolling Stone is a guy that is just indiscriminate about where he places his seed. He will shack up here, he will shack up there. I kind of want to call this AKA Mr. Community Day. But what makes Mr. Rolling Stone worse than Community Day is that he actually has children or holes in every area code with children. Wait a minute, is that Luda? Yeah, because he has a few different baby mothers. So, yeah, that's a problem. Not only is it a problem because he's could be a walking sexually transmitted disease, because you see now that he doesn't like to use condoms, he doesn't respect his body, he doesn't respect the bodies of the women that he's laid with and made babies with, and that's trying to work it out each and every time. So this is not a one child with a lady and now he's dating you. This guy has 3, 4, 5, 6 children by just the 3, 4, and 5, 6 different baby mothers. That's not a good look. He's trying to start a tribe that he doesn't even want to take care of.
Yes.
Yes. Not Father Abraham.
Okay. We're just outlining to our callers who are just tuning in. We're talking with Dina Reed Esquire, author of Flag on the Play, and we're discussing the different dating red flags or the red flag individuals we need to be looking out for while we are finding Mr. Right. And I believe, what is the tagline to the book?
It's a woman's guide to finding Mr. Right in a world full of Mr. Right now.
Yes, indeed. So let's continue and let's go right on to Mr. Bellevue and Mr. Cliff Jumper.
Okay. So Mr. Bellevue, Bellevue is a hospital in New York. It's known as the crazy house, and horror movies has always been the place where all the crazy, deranged people live. So anytime you heard somebody talk about Bellevue, you didn't want to be committed to Bellevue. You don't want to get locked up in the mental asylum. So some men look at
Bellevue
relationships.
Bellevue has the number one psych ward.
Yes. Some men look at relationships as mental prisons. Like they're crazy. So anybody that wants to be in a relationship is crazy. Why would I want to? I don't want to commit. They really will give you the boyfriend experience. They'll take you out. They'll treat you good. They might introduce you to friends and family. But when it comes time to make that commitment to you, they're afraid to do it. That's the craziest thing in their heads. And they're just not going to do it. He's not going to commit to you. And unless you're just looking to date for entertainment purposes, run, bitch, run. That's not the guy for you.
All right. Another red flag, Mr. Cliff Jumper.
Mr. Cliff Jumper. I've gotten so many stories. Because you asked me before, how did I come up with the scenarios for the book? I've had total red flags since June of 2012. And I get anonymous questions all the time, and email to me about different dating and relationship situations, or what I like to call situationships. Some women say they're dating, and you're really not. The only time you see them is between the hours of 12 and 5 a.m. You're not dating. You're sexing, and you're not in a relationship. You're his jump off, and I hate to break it to you, but that's what it is. I don't care how often you guys do it. I don't care how much he says or whatever to you, but if you don't actually go out on activities and see each other during daylight hours, that is not a relationship. That's a situationship. And for some people, for some of them, that's okay. There'll be times maybe in your life that your work is pulling you one way and you really don't want to invest into a relationship, but you have certain needs that you'd like to get scratched. And if you can handle that and that's what you want to do, keep it real with yourself, keep it real with him, but know what it is. Don't pretend, and don't be faithful to the jump off. That's not what you do, because you get caught up that way.
All right. Then last one before we switch topics and bring in the date whisperer, because I know you guys are collaborating on an event. Let's talk about Mr. Friendly. Oh, she's just a friend. Now, you know that rap is now going to be playing in my head for the rest of the night.
Yes. Oh,
let's
baby, you got what I need. Yes, she's just a friend. Okay, let me think of a scenario off the top of my head. This guy, I was, you know, dating. It wasn't nothing very serious. We were just filling each other out. And he had this woman that he claims that they were just friends, but she became my internet stalker. When I say internet stalker, she'd be liking 52-week-old pictures on Instagram, and not just one of them. She'd go through, like, 40 of them and just double tap. And she throws subliminal hints how much she loves her best friend, That was just a bit much for a platonic relationship. That's not what it is. Red flag. I don't care what he's telling me. Of course, I never even bothered asking her. Her actions spoke for her. But at some point, somewhere in the line, these two have done the horizontal mambo, and she believes that there's more to it than it actually is. And I don't know why. I don't know what he's telling her. I know what he's telling me, but I know that's a situation, a triangle that I don't want to be involved with. She's not just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all keep that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run over this way.
All right. You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and this is a situation that you might find yourself in, because I've heard it happen to a lot of guys too, where, you know, they're dating. They think that they're dating someone that they want to move forward in a relationship with, and next thing you know, the ex has been stalking their date or starts calling him or showing up at his job and telling him he's going to kill him, all kinds of stuff. I've actually seen that happen. I couldn't believe how that goes down.
Is it even
let's talk to both sides. Yes. Let's talk to both sides. You know, if you're in that relationship, you know, that's definitely flag on the play, red flag, please get up, leave, go, do not look back.
Yes.
If that is you, you might want to fix a few things. And I'm not talking about the dater. I'm talking about the person who's stalking, your new person.
Mm-hmm.
Something has
mm-hmm.
to be done. I don't know what has to be done. That might have to be a totally different show. I might have to have a couple of investigators come on and give us some ideas on how to handle something like that. But the bottom line, of course. What?
I'm trying to remember that it's like a real life show. Snatch, yes, Snatch. Have you seen Snatch?
Oh yes, I have seen episodes of Snatch. You are right. That does happen on that show.
Often. I actually read a news clipping a few years back of ex husband, I believe it was, inviting the wife and the new boyfriend out for coffee at Starbucks, and you would suggest to talk, and you would think that that's a safe place to meet. You know, daytime, Starbucks, grab your latte, bring your Wi-Fi or your book. But for them, it wasn't safe because he shot and killed them and then killed himself. Completely snapped.
Oh, my God.
Completely snapped.
Okay.
So, again, sometimes that's not a triangle that you want to walk into.
Right, and then that's kind of past the red flag at that point, because wow, that's a serious danger.
I'm sure the wife,
the wife
knew why she made him an ex, and that he was crazy. I don't know that she completely told the new boyfriend, but you know, especially men, how macho they are. The one boyfriend's like, oh, I could take him, or I could, you know, I could handle him. Come on, you'll be with me. But you never know how crazy person can get.
Mm-hmm. All right, you just totally messed up my whole frame of mind with that story right there. But listen, let's take a quick commercial break and come back and bring in Ms. Tia Hill of thedatewhisperer.com. They help you get the ring, haha. And we're going to talk about the events, the relationships in the city events that you guys are going on the tour. And we'll get into that in a second.
Bridal Tribe Digital Magazine is devoted to love. If you're getting married, Bridal Tribe offers a wealth of fresh, fun, and timely information, from wedding hair, makeup, and style tips to cakes, gowns, and more. We've got stunning photography, engaging editorials, and unique wedding tips just for you. Whether you are on the computer or on the go, subscribe and download your digital copy today on BridalTribe.com.
We are back, and we were talking with the author of Flag on the Play, Ms. Dina Reed Esquire, and going over the different types of red flags that we need to recognize while we are dating. We want to move on to the different side of perspective now by speaking with the date whisperer, Tia Hill, on how to get the ring if that is something that you want. If you're on the journey and you want to really start getting and dating in a relationship that is moving forward into something more permanent, this is the young lady that you want to speak to. Tia, are you on the air?
I am on the air.
Yay! Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. Now, I was not able to give you the proper introduction that you deserve, so please do tell us who you are, where you're from, and what is it that you do as the Date Whisperer?
I am Tia Hill. I am from the DMV, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. I have a relationship consulting firm that specializes in helping ladies get the ring, and we deal with you from being single all the way to being married and helping you maintain that ring after you get it as well.
Nice. Nice. Now, you were also part of tonight's chat, Single Chat BT, the premier chat tonight, the very first one. And it was, I loved it. I loved everything that you guys were saying about red flags, things to look for, things that you learned as daters, things that you learned about yourself.
Right.
It was great. And of course, I cannot go without talking about the blatant flirtation between Mikaysha and Tredell Dorsey. We're going to talk to them about that a little later on. They would, you know, those two, they get out of hand every now and again. And, you know, we need to throw the virtual water hose on them because they just love to flirt in every situation. And this is not the first time, I will say, that I have caught them flirting while we were all in a wonderful, I love them. I love them. It's something else. But you are putting together a series of tours, city tours, called Relationships in the City. Let's talk about that because we have people in the DMV area. You're going to be in Virginia. You're going to be in Washington. Where are you going to be?
Okay, so the first one is going to be in D.C. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because, you know, when you first have a vision, you want to do this, that, the other. But we've kind of changed it a little bit. But we're literally going to be in D.C. And the goal of this is to go to different cities and take local people who do relationships and bring them together where it's also a collaboration, but it's bringing unity in the relationship world and stopping the competition and actually bringing together unification of it. Because one of the things that we talk about all the time, in the basis of a relationship, you have to have communication and unity. And if you can't have a relationship in your business, if you can't have a relationship with yourself, if you can't have a relationship with your family, then how do you think that you can go out and build a relationship with a complete stranger for the betterment of you two to be able to go forward in life together? Most people can't do that. So you take the primary relationships that you have and all of the experts, and we put them all under a roof. I host, moderate, talk through everybody, you know, maintain the flow and the questions. And we get to the nitty-gritty of topics that I am constantly asked on a regular basis, from single women to married women to women who are in relationships. And we discuss that for a night. And we literally, you know, just get real for a little bit of time and just enjoy it and have the relationships in the city.
Nice. And I know that you brought in Dina as one of the experts where you guys do talk about red flags.
Mm-hmm. She's on the first.
Is that
panel.
Name the. Give us an idea of the cities that you will be stopping. I know the first one is going to be in D.C. What is the date? Let's talk about the date.
The date is January 29th, next Thursday. Next Thursday. Woo-hoo. Next Thursday, January 29th.
Yes.
Ritulis. It's in Georgetown. It is from 6:30 to 9, officially starting at 7, but I'm putting 6:30 so everyone can be there at 7, but it's from 7 to actually to 9. And so we'll have the discussion. People can order dinner if they would like, and the panel will be there. The other panelists that we will have on as well also have local blogs or books as well, and they will be, you know, just really explaining and breaking down the topics of, are we still dating? You know, a lot of people ask that question every day. Are we still dating? And I hear it more and more even men are starting to wonder, are we dating? And I have to tell everybody there's a huge difference between dating and courting. And we have to understand that, because courting is actually in the pursuit of marriage and dating is just casual.
Okay. Now, of course, that is absolutely going to have to be our topic for next week's Twitter chat. You realize that, right?
Okay.
Great. Now, let's talk a little bit about the date whisperer, because I don't think everyone knows what that means. You know, you just explain what your firm does, but why are you called the date whisperer?
I have this gift that I'm able to read people in their relationships without them telling me anything about them. I am not a psychic.
Right.
Let me just clarify it.
Thank you.
let me, because people really do get confused if they ever see me in action. They're like, oh, my God, I am not. I can't tell the lottery. It is a gift. It is genuinely a gift.
It's intuitive. You have a very high
intuitive
streak.
Very much so. It is a gift that has manifest over the years, the more that I followed in my purpose, and the more that I understood the proper way to use it. At one point, I didn't use it properly. I would use it very negatively. I didn't even understand what it was. I just knew that I could be able to hurt someone if they hurt me, or I could be able to help someone if I wanted to. The moment that I matured as a woman, the moment my gift tripled. And with it tripling, I then had to understand what a gift is over a job. And I had, you know, and so being the date whisperer at times has been it's been amazing, but then it's also been the balance of understanding I've had to walk what I tell people to do. So the last couple of years, the last 2 years have been me really practicing what I preach. And that has been a humbling, growing relationship reality check. So now I actually can, I've been through a lot, but when I tell you something now, I'm telling you because I've been through it myself. Whereas before, I had never been in love until I was in my 30s. And so now that I've been in love, I'm like, I know what it is. I can tell you now, you know. But it's just, and I'd already been through things. I had been married. I have kids. So, but I was never in love. And there's a huge difference from a woman who is in love than a woman who is in a relationship, and a man who is in love, and a man that's just in a relationship.
Wow, that right there, another thing we're going to have to definitely expand on at some point next week. So,
okay,
you are the date whisperer. You help women get the ring. What does that mean?
It is hilarious. You know, when people do the stats and they talk to everyone, all of my close friends, coworkers, and anyone that has come to me amazingly and has really come and asked me to help them get their ring, has their ring, and are married.
All right, so you're the female Hitch, so we're talking a Hitch.
That's what they say. That's what everyone says. But you have to follow the rules. You have to, because some of the things that I'll tell you to do are not going to make sense. They don't. And you're like, I can't do this. We teach women how to die. That's really broke down into on a website. We actually teach women how to date, which is decide, associate, test, and evaluate. We teach women also how to understand what they want and what they're exuding. And then we also teach you the you factor. A lot of people go with the queen, the royalty. We teach you it's about you, because a lot of women do not understand that they have to love themselves first, and what you take in is what you allow to happen around you. And if you don't allow that, then it will not happen to you. And we often say him, but no. It's when you look in the mirror and you think you're ugly, everyone that you come in contact with may see that weakness in you, and they may treat you as such. You don't get into a job amazingly because you a high-paying job just because you have a good resume. therefore you have an interview process. And if you don't persuade them and you don't convince them and you don't sell yourself, sorry, my daughter's right here. If you don't sell yourself, then you don't get that position. And a lot of women oftentimes think, why am I not a wife? Why is he not taking me there? You don't even know how to be a wife. You don't even carry yourself as a wife. You don't even look at yourself in the mirror as a wife. You look at yourself as a girlfriend or an amazing friend or a side piece. So what you see yourself is what you exude. And the moment that you exude what you see of yourself is the moment you get what you are. Because attracting, you get what you attract.
Now, that's a powerful piece right there. That by itself, we could just say goodnight and pass the collection plate around and all of that. That right there was a good, meaty, meaty piece that I can't wait to share on our social media. But let's backtrack. Roll it back and go over that acronym called DATE.
Yes. DATE means to decide, associate, test, evaluate. D, I tell every woman who comes to me, friends, decide. Decide what you want. If you don't know what you want, you can't even, when you go into a store, you know that you're looking for a dress, you know you're looking for shoes. Decide. Decide what it is that you want. You associate yourself with that you say that you want. You then test it out, meaning that you're going on dates with this person. If you say you want somebody tall, get somebody tall. But throw in you a short one as well to see if you like that. You know, some people say, I don't like the Napoleon complex. Everyone says they want a tall man. I often ask women, have you dated a tall man? No, right. I just love the way they look. Okay, date one. Then you'll get to see. He's a little arrogant. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then after that, you're in the playing field. You're in the driver's seat. Men are hunters. He that findeth wife, not her that seeketh a man. So then when the guy says, you know what, I really like you, Mary Jane, you have the opportunity to evaluate if this is where you want to be because you're dating. So you're dating multiple men, sleeping with. And I have to say this every day, that dating and having sex with people are two totally different things. You do not sleep with them. You date them. If he has an issue, a problem with you dating, then you need to, that's a red flag. Move, bye. If he's really out to pursue you, he will go ahead and claim you. He will put a title on it, and he will keep it moving. If he's like, okay, I like that. You dating, I'm dating, we dating. You should already know what it is. Women get caught up in one man. They're like, I'm so excited. He's amazing. I love him. This is my husband. How do you know? And he's still dating other women. If you're dating other men and you're looking at them and you're laughing and joking, when 2 and 3 days go by and he doesn't call you, you're not sitting by your phone, you're not crying, you're not telling your friends that he was another dog. He's not. He's a single man that has no obligation to you. And you are a single woman that has no obligation to him.
All right. And once you move that dating into courting, and I'm clearly dipping into next week's conversation because it's so good. If you're moving in from dating to courting, what are the main differences?
The difference at this point is that the guy has stated to you your place, which then allows you to know your role. One of the things that I often hear women say is, how do I get past this phase? He didn't tell me this phase. I've been here for 2 years and I still don't have a title. Of course you don't. If a man says to you, Martha, I love you. We are going forward. You don't have to question. You don't act out of character. You're not insecure all the way. If you have insecurity, those are things you have to work on. But you're allowed to pop off. So if someone does something disrespectful, you're allowed to say, excuse me. You know, she was a little rude. And he should be speaking up on his own. He should naturally be speaking up. But if something occurs and you have something that you don't feel comfortable with, you're more at right to speak about it and to understand what it is that you don't like and to say that. But at this token, he should be placing you first. He should be showing you what it would be like to be married to him. He should be showing you, and you should be able to see and growing together and being like-minded because you both are on the same page with the same end goal in mind. We get so caught up
it could be the man or the woman, but we're thinking of one thing and the other person is not. So we're not on the same page at the same time. So I'm in love and he's in like. He's in love and I'm in lust. He's in like and I'm in like, ah. He's in I like her, but I want to date them. But she's like, I like him, but he's got money. But he paid my mortgage, but he won't do this. But he's an entrepreneur. You get what I'm saying? So we all are constantly in confusion. And then when we get frustrated with someone, we leave them and we take that same confusion to the next person. And then we give them all that confusion. And then by the time somebody meets somebody who has common sense, they think that that person is crazy because they still have a pot full of confusion mixed in with about to snap.
Well, all right. Well, to my listeners, I know that you got a good taste of red flag on the play, as well as the date whisperer tonight. I cannot wait to continue this conversation again next week, where we get deeper into when you should be having those conversations, what is the difference between truly dating and courting and so on and so on. As of right now, I would love for first Dina to come in and tell us all the places that we can find you on Facebook. Tell us where we can find you on social media, Dina.
I am on Instagram at Code Red Flag. I am on Facebook, Code Red Flag. I have the fan page and a smaller closed group that has a lot more engagement. I am on Twitter, of course, at Code Red Flag, but the flagship website is www.coderedflag.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. I urge you definitely to go check it out, get involved in the forums, start some conversations. Share your experiences with others so that we can all kind of move forward together toward the things that we want. And to the Date Whisperer, please tell us where we can find you as well as where we're going to be finding your event.
Okay. On the World Wide Web, it is thedatewhispererth.com. On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it is The Date Whisperer. We have relationships in the city. I also own a matchmaking agency called DMV Live Connections. February 14th, we will also be doing 50 Shades of Grey movie screening at IPIC in D.C., and we have some amazing other events that will be announced, actually, the week of February 12th. So we have a lot going on. Always go to our websites. Always check out our Instagram, Facebook. In the tribal blogs, in the Code Red Flags, we're everywhere. So, you know, I believe in networking and partnerships. So it's nice to be with like-minded ladies.
I forgot to tell you guys where you can find my book. First of all, if you go to www.coderedflag.com, you can read the first chapter for free. Just give you a little taste test and see if you don't get hooked. It's available, of course, on Amazon in the paperback version and as well for your Kindle reader.
Nice. And we're going to share that link tonight to that first chapter so that everyone can definitely get a taste of that, a taste of what went on in the chat room today. Man, I urge you guys to join us next week in the pre-show Twitter chat because they are raw. They just were telling every piece of truth when it comes to the main topic. Join us there. I will have tonight's chat available within the next couple of weeks for you to read through for yourself. And we will see you next week. We enjoy you as always. You know who we are. We are Tribal Wisdom Radio here every Wedding Wednesday, 9:30 to 10:30, sorry. And we are devoted to love and to relationships. It's not just about love. It is about relationships. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Tribal Wisdom. Stop by bridaltribe.com and visit our media page for full recaps of every show, amazing articles, and free downloads. We have an ever-growing library of knowledgeable guests with vital information for any stage of your relationship. At Tribal Wisdom, we are order and excellence in action, and we are devoted to love.